one of my songs, one of my few compositions, Psalm 50 and verse number 23. Psalm 50, verse 23. I think it was maybe August or so, one of my daughters who had been with us many, many years ago, maybe about 12, 13 years ago or so, called me, and I was speaking with her for the first time in so many years. So as we were talking, she said, "Let me surprise you." I said, "Okay, surprise me." And then she began to sing this song. She said, "I was in church the day the Lord gave you that song. I was in Bible study the day the Lord gave you that song. And I just want us to sing it and praise God together with it." Psalm 50, verse 23. "Whoso offered praise glorified me." And of course, the rest of the verse says, "And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I shew the salvation of my God." And the right conversation for this season is the conversation of praise and thanksgiving. All right. Okay. Give me and play the tune for us so that we can just flow.
Hallelujah.
"Whoso offered praise glorified the Lord." Hallelujah. "Whoso
offered praise."
Very simple chorus.
"Glorified the Lord."
Hallelujah. "Whoso
offered praise glorified the Lord."
"I will offer my praise. I will offer my praise and glorify the Lord.
And glorify the Lord.
I will offer my praise.
I will offer my praise.
I will glorify him.
And glorify the Lord.
I will offer my praise.
I will offer my praise. And glorify the Lord.
Whoso offered praise.
Whoso offered praise
glorifies the Lord.
Glorifies the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whoso offered praise glorifies the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whoso offered praise glorifies the Lord.
Hallelujah. Song to the Lord from your heart, the rest of that verse will follow you. Bible says, "To him that ordereth his conversation aright." Praise the Lord. Let me wish you a happy new year once again. Happy new year 2022. It's a beautiful year, I can tell you that. It's a year full of hope. And I am sure that God will not disappoint you. It will not disappoint me this year. If you believe it, shout your loudest amen. I will hope to speak extensively on my understanding by the Spirit of what 2022 holds for us. But just for, you can just go and drop that so that you can listen. But just for you to keep in your pocket, I want to give you a scripture to just keep in your pocket. We will find time to come back and speak on it. Psalm 147 and verse number 15. Psalm 147, verse 15. It tells us something that is very germane relative to our subject matter for this year. If you have seen it, you can read it for me. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. The commandment of the Lord for us in 2022 is double speed. Huh? Supernatural speed. Your life will gain speed. It will gain traction. In the name of Jesus. So he sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. And then what happens? His words run it. That one is good enough. That his word is running. It's not just walking, it's running. But then, because it is a matter of double speed, it says his words run it swiftly. Swift performance of the promises of God. Swift answer to prayers. You know, it says, while they are yet speaking, what will I do? I will answer. While they are yet praying, I will have done it. I trust the Lord to show up speedily for all his children this year in Jesus' name. But I want to say a few things because there are certain things we must have as background so that when we are discussing in details the issues of the year, we will be able to have the right response and the right attitude to them. And so this morning, permit me to just share with you on what I have titled Six Steps to Enjoying Supernatural Speed in 2022. Six Steps to Enjoying Supernatural Speed in 2022. Six steps to ensure that the things that God says that you experience them. As you already know, God has his part to play. Man also has his own role to play. What God will do, he actually has done. But it takes you doing what you should do to find it done. His word is yea and amen. I found it yea and amen. So you are the one that will find it done. It's already done. But as it were, maybe hidden from our sight. I used to give this illustration. If a man is looking for a husband, a woman is looking for a husband now, a man is looking for a wife, God is not going to just create the woman or the wife or the man. He's already done that. We're just the one to do what? To find it. If you need money now, God is not just going to create the money. The money is available. Whatever you need is already what? Available. It only requires you to what? To find it. All the answers to prayers that we receive and we give testimonies, they are mostly no more than a discovery of what God has what? Has done. Praise the Lord. And so if you understand what I have said by any sense, it means I am saying in essence that concerning you, 2022 is already a done deal. all the miracles you need, all the blessings you need, all the interventions you need, they have already been done. God will be ordering your steps into what He has done. And you will be seeing it, and you will be taking it up and enjoying it. Praise the name of Jesus. I say praise the name of Jesus. And so what we're dealing with is what I've titled Six Steps to Enjoying Supernatural Speed in 2022. Six steps to seeing double speed. Six steps to experiencing everything that God has said. And while taking us in prayer, the mummy of the house had already entered into my sermon, but it's all allowed, okay? It's all allowed. I didn't know that that is the angle she will be coming in from, but it's just okay. Now, the scripture she was leading us in prayer on was 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. And I'd like to read from verse 41. I'll be taking them verse by verse and be passing my comments so that, you know, we can just flow like that. Since the passage has already been, you know, dealt with here already, so I'll just be taking it one after the other. But let me say that there is plenty of recovering of lost grounds that will take place this year. I don't know whether somebody heard what I said. And I don't know whether somebody understood what I meant. There will be plenty of what? Recovering of lost grounds this year. So I want to congratulate you if you felt you have lost grounds. This is the year of catching up. I don't know whether somebody heard me. It is the year of what? Catching up. That's what you need the speed for anyway. That's what you need the speed for. So there's going to be a lot of catching up. Don't worry about those who have gone ahead of you. Don't worry. After all, we will come there. After all, Ahab had gone ahead of Elijah. And yet Elijah got there before him. So there is going to be a lot of catching up. There's going to be a lot of recovering of lost grounds. There's going to be plenty of room for you to overtake those who have gone ahead of you. Praise the name of Jesus. So I need you to have that in your heart. That is the design of God for you and for me in 2022. All right. 1 Kings 18 verse 41. The Bible says, And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Normally, when I read that scripture, what I read and I say to myself is, Elijah said to Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for I hear the sound of abundance of rain. That's what I say to myself. But that scripture didn't say I hear. The man said, there is. Now, what am I bringing to you? In 2022, you will need a sensitive and discerning spirit. God didn't communicate that sound to Elijah. He found it. He discerned it. He perceived it. He didn't say, I hear. Because it was not particularly directed to him. So he said, The way I'm looking at this thing, there is this sound. There is this sign. It's the product of a designing mind. It's the product of a sensitive spirit. I'm going to give you an example from what happened to me this morning. I was telling my wife just as we were giving offering. Something happened to me. I had made up my mind that 22, my offering can't be what I used to give last year. So I'd made adequate provision to ensure that, you know, what we're going to be giving as offering, Sunday service offering, was going to be more than what we're giving last year. And I prepared our offering. Normally, I prepare the offering for my wife and I most of the time. And then my brother was speaking and said, if God promises us double, we should also do what? Give God double. I said, I am hearing something. God didn't say to me, son, double your offering. But I had it. That is the product of a sensitive spirit. So immediately I told my wife, I said, I need to readjust that offering. So quickly I readjusted the offering to follow my heart concerning what I perceived, concerning what I had. I have said it some time ago. I don't know whether I've preached it during your own era. The man that will make it with God and enjoy God must learn to hear when God is speaking and when God is not speaking. Because sometimes even when he's not talking to you, he's talking to you. And you must learn to hear that. You must learn to hear that. He didn't say God said we should double our offering. Did he say that? No. You are the one to pick up that instruction. To design it and say, this one is for me. And pick it up. So if you are going to enjoy supernatural speed in 2022, you must be able to pick it like Elijah picked it, that there is a sound. Because if you are not attentive, you won't hear the sound. Especially because the sound was not brought to communicate to you directly. The thing was, I can relate to Elijah because there are times when I overhear conversations in the realm of the spirit. I'm not the one they are talking to. I just overhear. I don't know how to explain that, but that's just what I can say. I just overhear. I could be going on the street and two people that I don't know from nowhere are just talking. And I hear God in what they are saying. It's like I'm eavesdropping into their conversation. And I receive a personal instruction from what two unbelievers are saying. It is the product of a sensitive spirit. In 2022, you will need that kind of a spirit. Praise the Lord. 2012, January, you will remember. I was going to Liberia. And that was during the Save Nigeria group protest and all those kind of things. So there were no movements and I had a plane to catch. So we drove down at night to Lagos. First thing in the morning, 4 a.m., my driver dropped us at the airport. And I said, I need you to get back to Ijebu this same morning so that mommy will go to work whether there is a protest or not, because essential worker, and she will need the vehicle. So it dropped us, 4:30, left the airport and was just coming back to Ijebu. Long story cut short. After we had, you know, boarded, not boarded, after we had checked in our luggages, they told us they don't know when the plane will take off. I've never experienced that in my life. I've never. When it comes to air travel, everything is normally well ordered. But this one, I have never, and that's the only time I've ever experienced it. So, We were just in the airport lobby, just going around, whatever, whatever. And as I was passing by, I just overheard somebody said, the plane to Nigeria, to Liberia is taking off now. There was no boarding announcement. There was no boarding announcement. That's not possible. But I had it. I called my daughter that we were going together. I said, they said the plane is leaving. He said, that's not possible. I said, they said the plane is leaving. So, if you've watched Home Alone before, that was what happened that day. I took my hand luggage. I grabbed that my daughter. She took, and we went, we ran. And by the time we got in, do you know that they had already locked the door to the plane? They never made boarding announcement. We got there, there were about six other people stranded like we were. So we started bleeding. And they used to have what they call task manager, the duty task manager for that day. So that one was the person responsible for making the necessary boarding announcement and all of that, those kind of things. But because of the confusion around at that time, they didn't make that boarding announcement. Obviously, the pilot had communicated that he was ready. So he felt it was not his fault. So we were seeing him doing like this to the woman, and the woman was pleading. And we too were pleading. Because how do I explain my... And Arik Air, very useless airline it used to be. How do I explain myself after paying 120,000 or whatever to fly in 2012? And then the plane... How do I explain? But here is my point. A sensitive spirit. A sensitive... Being attentive. Being discerning. That you don't allow what is going on around you. You don't become so carried away by what is going on around you that an important information will be coming in the realm of the spirit and you are not able to pick it up. Praise the name of Jesus. So please be sensitive. Somebody say, be sensitive. Say it again. Say, be sensitive. In the midst of the noise going on around you, you must have a sensitive spirit that can perceive what God is doing. God didn't tell the woman of Shunem that Elisha was a prophet. The woman said, I what? I perceive. That is the product of the sensitive spirit. That's what I'm saying. Said, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. She told her husband, I perceive that this is a holy man of God which passeth by us continually. Because if she would experience recovery of her lost years, you know, she'd been looking for a child for a long time. And God said, this is her year of recovery. This is her year of catching up. But if she will enter into that recovery, she needed that sensitive spirit to know what is going on in the realm of the spirit. Praise the name of Jesus. There are people God will send your way. If you are not sensitive, you will fight them. There are informations that God will send your way to lift you up. If you are not sensitive, you will ignore them. But I am praying for you. Philippians 1, 9 to 11. Bible says that I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in all knowledge and discernment. Some versions use in all knowledge and depth of insight. Some versions use in all knowledge and judgment. But you need that the discerning grace of God will come upon you. That you might be able to approve the things that are excellent among the many things that are coming around you. That you may be able to approve the things that are sent your own way. May the Lord help us. May He give us understanding. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand to heaven and say, Lord, give me a discerning spirit. Do it one more time. Say, Lord, give me a discerning spirit. Do it a third time. Say, Lord, give me a discerning spirit. He said, for I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to it, verse 42, and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Number two, if you are going to gain supernatural speed in 2022, if you will experience the things that God has said he will do, be ready to fast when others are eating. That's why I said to us, the fasting for this month, we must do it too. From today till 31st, I beg you, do it. I am begging, do it. Be ready to fast when others are what? Eating. And be ready to pray when others are playing. That's why throughout this month, our Sunday school period is prayer school period. We must pray. Praise the name of Jesus. We must pray like we have not prayed before. We must pray as if everything depends on it. Zechariah 12 and verse 10. Please quickly read if you can get it for me. Because we have to pray also that God will release upon you and me what the Bible calls the spirit of grace and of supplication. Because we need it at this time. Hallelujah. This is when we need pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Not because things are going to be difficult, or not because of the difficulty of things, but just because of the necessity of prayer. That we must pray is not because I'm trying to sound a warning that things are going to be difficult. No. But that if you can just pray, things will be so easy. It's an easy year, but you need prayer to receive it. Okay, what does your Bible say? Zechariah 12:10. Who is reading for me? And I will pour upon the house of David, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they will look upon him that what? That was pierced. Pour on me your spirit of grace. That must be your prayer. Pour on me the spirit of grace. Oh, pour on me the spirit of grace. Pour on me the spirit of grace. I want to look on him that was pierced for my sake. It's not gonna be by might, nor by power, no, no, no. Oh, pour on me the spirit of grace. Put your right hand up one more time and say, Lord, pour upon me today the spirit of grace and supplication, that I might be able to pray as you want me to pray. In the name of Jesus. Number three. If you will gain supernatural speed this year, be ready for a different lifestyle. An uncommon lifestyle. Be ready, let me use a very raw word. Be ready to be abnormal. Because the normal life, even the normal so-called Christian life, cannot produce supernatural results. I don't know whether somebody is getting what I'm saying. Bible says Elijah went up to Mount Carmel. He left all the other people where? In the plain. He left them on the... And that's where you find most people. Most people are where? They're in the plain. Only few people do what? Go up to the mountain. Now, that speaks of a separated life. That speaks of an uncommon life. That speaks of a life that is different from the life that other people live. Now, let me make you understand very well. You cannot live the life they live and get a different result from what they are getting. If you want a result that is different from their life, from the ones they are getting, what are you going to do? You have to live a life that is also what? Different from theirs. If you live their kind of life, you will get their kind of what? Result. If you live the way they live, you cannot get more than what they get. So there is a call, therefore, to a consecrated life. There is a call to a life that is different. I was reading to them on Solution Time yesterday, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He said, but you are a chosen generation. Somebody say, I'm chosen. He said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Do you know the next thing that follows? Huh? What does he say? Huh? Oh my God, you people are not alive. Oh. A what? Do you know the meaning of peculiar? It means different. In fact, the way I like to explain this is strangely different. That's the meaning of peculiar. Peculiar, strangely different, not common. So here is a call to the uncommon life so that you can also get an uncommon result. Here is a call to a different lifestyle. And I don't know, as you flow with God, God will be showing you the areas where he wants you to be different. You are chosen to be different. You are called to be different. In every place you are, you must be different if you will get a different result. Like somebody will say, it is madness, foolishness of the highest order, to keep doing things the same way and expect a different result. So you want something different this year, be ready for a different what? A different life. Number 4. Verse 43, the Bible says, and he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is what? Nothing. There is nothing. There are times when you have prayed and you look and you see what? Nothing. The normal person gets discouraged. But remember, you've been called to come and live the abnormal life. So the normal person will get discouraged when after prayer you look and you see nothing. But not Elijah. Because he understood the principle of an uncommon life. So, when the servant came and said, I saw nothing, Elijah said, I am not moved by what is going on around me. I am not moved by what people say. So, what am I trying to say? Number 4, if you will experience supernatural speed this year, don't be moved or discouraged by what you see in the physical. Even if what you see in the physical are facts. Because the guy looked and didn't see anything. That's a fact. He didn't see anything. It's a fact. But you must remember that there is only one truth. And what is that truth? What God has said. So if what you see is contrary to what God has said, wisdom says, forget what you see. Believe what God has said. Only believe in what God has said, because that is the only truth. Let's quickly read Mark 5, 35 to 36 very quickly. Somebody help me. Mark 5, 35 to 36. You know the story. One man, Jairus, came to call Jesus. He said, my daughter is sick. And then, come and help me, you know, pray for her and all of that. And Jesus was going with Jairus, and then there were a number of delays, the woman with the issue of blood, you know, side attractions and all of that. And then in verse number 34, I guess, they came from the ruler's household, from Jairus' household, and said, don't trouble the master. Your daughter is what? Is dead. Look at what the Bible says. Who is reading for me? 35, 36. While he spake, they came from the ruler's house. Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the master anymore. As soon as Jesus heard what they said to the man, he said, don't be afraid. Don't let what they said move you. Don't let what they said discourage you. Only do what? Only believe. And that must be your manner of life in 2022 if you will see what God has promised to do. Can you lift up your right hand one more time and say, Lord, help me to rest on your word. Say it again. Say, Lord, help me to rest on your word. Lord, help me to put my faith in your word. Lord, help me to put my faith in what you have said. Number 5. Bible says, and it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. The first thing I want us to pick there, number 5, be ready to pray again. If you have prayed and you have not seen the result, what do? Pray again. You know, this is very important to me because in those days when we were learning prayer of faith, one of the things they taught us erroneously, of course, was that when you pray a prayer of faith, you don't pray again. Because if you pray again, it means you didn't believe your first prayer. No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. James chapter 5, very quickly. All that pray again means, okay, if that is this, why will God tell us to pray always and not to faint? Why did he tell us pray without ceasing? It is not so much that we have needs without ceasing now. Come on. So we can pray again. Jesus prayed for the man that was blind. He said, what do you see? He said, I see men walking as trees. Jesus didn't say, I believe in my first prayer and that my first prayer will work. Just keep confessing that, praise God, I believe I'm healed. Just keep confessing that. Jesus didn't do that. What did he do? He prayed for him again. And the guy now saw clearly. So it's not a sin, it's not an act of lack of faith to pray again. What does your Bible say in James chapter 5 and verse number 18? Somebody help me. James 5:18. This was Elijah. Bible says, okay, read from 17 so that we can pick it very well. Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. Yep. He prayed earnestly. Verse 18 now. And he prayed again. Somebody say, he prayed again. Say, I will pray again. Say, he prayed again. And I will pray again. So that is the place of persistence in prayer. That is the place of not giving up in prayer. Somebody will say, pray until something happens. We all must receive grace to persist in prayer. Say with me, say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to persist in the place of prayer. Say with me, say, in the name of Jesus, strengthen me, O God, with might by your spirit in my inner man, that I can persist in the place of prayer. Number 6, and which is the last point. The Bible says in verse, let me read 44, 45 together. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Now, notice that at this point in time, the rain had not started. The man only saw a small cloud. Somebody say small cloud. A small cloud like the hand of a man. And Elijah said, go and tell Ahab this, this, and that. Verse 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens was black and so on and so forth. And then it began to rain. What is my 6th point? Celebrate your small victories. Any little thing God does for you, celebrate it. Magnify it as if it is more than that. You want to see double speed? You want to see supernatural speed? Oh, don't ever forfeit any opportunity to celebrate the smallest of what God has done. He saw a small cloud. He was already rejoicing. Of course, the big cloud came. Because if you thank God for the small, you are drawing what? The big. Now, don't forget this. The smallest seeds are usually the parents of the biggest fruits. Did you hear what I just said? The smallest seeds are usually the parents of the bigger fruits. The bigger fruits are the product of the smallest seed. There's this thing we call, we usually call it fruit, but it's almond. You know that almond? That, you know? Do you see how big the seed is? You know what I'm talking about. Do you know that thing? That when you crush it, there is something like a nut inside of it. Mm. You see how big the seed is. But what is the value of what you get to eat out of it? Now look at the seed of ordinary pawpaw. Very small compared to that almond. But what you get out of it is bigger. So usually, those big fruits, their seeds are very what? They are very small. So that small seed God gave you, if you will appreciate it, the big fruit is coming. Hallelujah. The big fruit is coming. Bible says, Elijah saw a small hand, or the servant saw a small hand, and Elijah was already acting on that small hand. And verse 45, it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens was black with clouds. So it was not just one small cloud. The whole of heaven became filled with clouds. And there was wind. And then there was what? A great rain. For you in 2022, there will be great rain. Great rain of the abundance of God. Great rain of the mercy of God. Great rain of the fulfillment of the promises of God. Great rain of the peace and comfort of God. Great rain of promotion for you. Great rain of advancement for you. Great rain of God's blessings for you. In the name of Jesus. If you will do these things, verse 46, you won't need to run in 2022 by yourself. If you will do these things, if you will give attention to these six things, Bible says in verse 46, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran with the help of the hand of the Lord. He ran ahead of Ahab to Jezreel. In 2022, that hand will come upon you. You will run beyond your own strength. Because the strength of God will be available for you. Every time you need to do anything, God will be there to put his hand there for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can we stand to our feet and let's begin to bless the name of God together? Just thank him together. If you understood what God has said to us, just give him thanks for the things that he has said to you as a person. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. I told you there will be help this year. You can see clearly Elijah was helped. I told you there will be mercy. I told you there will be possession of possessing of possessions. I told you there will be guidance. There will be all of these things. God is going to show up. I told you there will be revival. There will be recovery. There will be restoration. And we can see all of that taking place with Elijah. But those are the six steps he needed to take to be able to see what God had put together for him. There are things Jehovah has put together for you for 2022, and you are not going to miss it because you are going to receive grace to walk in line with the mind of God and with the purpose of God. You are going to receive grace to walk in line with the program of God. Open your mouth and give him praise and just bless his name. Just bless him together. Let's bless him together. Let's bless him together. Let's bless his name. Let's glorify him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Bible says his word is yea and amen. His word is yea and amen. His word is yea and amen. He has spoken his word And he will fulfill his word. His word is yea and amen. We are going to walk in the light of his word. And he's going to help us. Thank you, Father. Can I get a hymn book? Thank you, Father.
When we walk with the Lord, in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a body,
not a cloud in
the skies, but his smile quickly dries it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear, can abide in me, trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a body we share, not a sorrow we share, but our toil doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a wrong nor a cross, but is blessed
if we trust and
obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Lord, we never can prove the delights of this life until all under altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows, and for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he says we will go, never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust.
Stanza one in Yoruba, Yoruba, just another one.
But a bold new worry, no more lay all around. I'm a warrior, Timoleto. Matabashe Fere, Omyo Maba Wabe, Ati Awoto Beke Wale, Sade Kele, Ano Miro Kosi, Ati Layonu Jesu, Jube Kade.
Come on, lift your two hands to heaven and say, Lord, I receive grace to trust you this year. Turn it to prayer in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to trust you. Help me to trust you. Help me to trust you. Help me to trust you. Help my unbelief. Help me to rely on you, to depend on you, to put my faith in you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This January man here, January 9th. Did you say January 9th? Come. Help me stretch forth your hand to this guy. Help me stretch forth your hand to him. January 9th. I want you to just pray for him concerning January 9th. Just pray. I just had January 9th. Just pray and say, Lord, we declare that day accident free. We declare that day a great day, a good day. We declare it a day of joy, a day of peace. We declare it a day of happiness. We declare it a day of blessing. In the name of Jesus, we declare that Satan, that day is a no-go area for you. Indeed, all the days of 2022 for us in this place is a no-go area for you. We declare that that day is the day that the Lord has made. Ralakadoske bambro goshke reboske ageja gaja garaga bravo sia. In Jesus' name, we pray. January 9 is sanctified for you. No evil will befall you or any member of your family. May the hand of God walk with you that day and every day of your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Everybody, I want you to lift up your hands. I want to pray. I want you to pray concerning that day. There is something coming January 9th. There's something coming. There's something coming. Everybody say no to evil exchanges. Just say that. Say no to evil exchanges. Say it again. Say no to evil exchanges. Say it one more time. Say no to evil exchanges. I just want you to pray and declare. 2022, we're going to use our tongues a lot, okay? We are going to use it a lot. I want you to declare that the blessings of January 9th, what did I say? I receive the blessings of January 9th in the name of Jesus. Every negative exchanges, I say no. I come against every program of the enemy to make evil exchanges concerning that day. I come against it today in the name of Jesus. But all that God has designed for my life, all that God has promised for my life, for January 9th, I receive it. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we dedicate January 9 to you. We say it is your day, not the day of the devil. It is your day. Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And so we declare January 9. We declare it the day of rejoicing for us in this house. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, wherever that day will meet you, the blessings and the goodness of God will also meet you that day. The mercy of God will meet you that day. The favor of God will meet you that day. In the name of Jesus. I don't know what day it is, but it looks like it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday. It's the day of the Lord, not the day of the devil. I say it's the day of the Lord, not the day of the devil. It will be the day of the Lord for you. It will be the day of the Lord for you. In the name of Jesus. We are praying over another date now. That's just what God is saying to me. February 12, 13, 14. February 12, 13, 14. I see some movements. Some shakings. February 12th, I just want you to uphold that those 3 days. That Lord, I lift up. If God gives us direction, we should just follow it. Lord, I lift up February 12th, 13th, 14th. I don't know what days they are. February 12th, 13th, 14th unto you. We declare that those days are your days. We declare that the devil will have no hand in those days. We declare that your purposes shall be established concerning those days. We declare that your will be done concerning those days. We declare that we will see the goodness of the Lord on those days. We declare that the pleasure of the Lord shall be accomplished at those days. In the name of Jesus, that in February 12, you will show forth your power. In February 13, you will show up your glory. In February 14, you will show your mercy. In the name of Jesus, everything that is written concerning us by your own hand in these days that we have mentioned, they shall be established in the name of Jesus. And if there be any ordinance of the enemy that is written concerning us concerning those days, we abrogate them, we scatter them, we blot them out by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We consecrate and dedicate February 12, 13, 14 unto the Lord. What days? If anybody is helping me to check, just help me check. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We consecrate these days unto the Lord. And we say, on these days, oh God, only your will be done. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By extension, today, we pray over all the 365 days of 2022. And we dedicate each of these days unto you. We say, oh God, on each of these days, we will see your goodness. We'll experience your mercy. In the name of Jesus, only your goodness, only your mercy, only your goodness. Only your mercy, only your goodness, only your mercy. For every day in 2022, I ensure you are by the blood of the Lamb. I ensure your families by the blood of the Lamb. All the men that are here, I ensure you by the blood of the Lamb. All the women that are here, I ensure you by the blood of the Lamb. All the boys and girls here, I ensure you by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, your parents, your children, your brother, your sister, every relative, everyone that is connected to you, I ensure them today by the blood of the Lamb. And I say, on account of the mercy of the Lord upon your life, no evil will befall them also in the name of Jesus. I ensure your businesses. I ensure your careers. I ensure your finances. Everything. I ensure your health. Everything that concerns you, I ensure them by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I put upon you the comprehensive insurance in the blood of Jesus. Your lives are guaranteed to be saved and secure in Jesus' name. And every blessing that God has ordained for you, I also insure them by the blood of the Lamb. None of them shall be missing. None of them shall be taken away from you, but you will possess all. I say in 2022, you will possess all. In 2022, you will possess all. In 2022, you will possess all. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, we speak your mercy into this anointing oil. We speak your blessings into this oil. We speak your grace into this oil. We speak, oh God, virtue from on high into this oil. We speak into it the power of God. And we declare that from this moment onward, this oil becomes holy anointing oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. At the application of this oil, there shall be miracles, there shall be signs and wonders. At the application of this oil, there shall be divine intervention. at the application of this oil, the hand of God will come upon our lives in the name of Jesus. I bless this oil in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. I bless everyone upon whom this oil will come in the name of the Lord Jesus. By extension, I bless everything that connects to you, that is pertaining unto you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Quickly step out so that you can anoint yourself. In the name of Jesus, as you anoint yourself, let God be glorified in your life all through this year, 2022. In the name of Jesus. Just step forward quickly, please do. Do this as quickly as you can. I declare in the name of Jesus that for everyone upon whom this oil has touched, I declare it again that no evil will befall you this year. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of God will pursue you this year. None of you that has come under this oil today, by the time this year is over, none of you will be found wanting. In the name of Jesus, none of you will be missing. In the name of Jesus, this year you will lose no good thing. I said, this year you will lose no good thing. In the name of Jesus, I said, this year you will lose no good thing. In your family, you will lose no good thing. In all of your life, you will lose no good thing. In the name of Jesus, let the angel of this house, the angel of God that walks with us in this house, let that angel follow you everywhere you go. The angel of this assignment, let him follow you everywhere you go. By reason of the workings of God. Bible says angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. By reason of the working of the Spirit of God, everywhere you go, this angel will minister to you. God said to the children of Israel, he said, behold, I send an angel with you into the land I prepare for you. He said, beware of him. And I'm saying to you also in this house, beware of that angel, because you will not walk alone this year. I say you will not walk alone this year. You will not walk alone this year. God's presence will walk with you. God's angels will walk with you. I bless 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 your marriages. I bless your children. I bless your husband and wife. I bless your work. I bless the works of your hands. I bless everything that pertains unto you. I declare that you are blessed. I say you are blessed. I say you are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout a believing amen. Shout a believing amen. If you love the Lord, shout hallelujah. Just before we share the grace, I'm seeing this my bishop for the first time. Come,